seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And so the blood of Imam Musa al-Kazim was the blood of the Holy Prophet. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam in the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is very well known, and it has been unanimously agreed upon by the different biographers and historians, that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam bestowed greatly upon the poor. He was very generous, and he would bestow upon the deprived ones, the downtrodden, the oppressed, and the weak in the dark of night, lest someone should recognize him. It is interesting, but this manner, this sunnah of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam can be traced from his fathers to his forefathers all the way to his ancestor, the Holy Prophet Muhammad. It is interesting, but we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam generously spent what he had on the weak and the afflicted. He showered the weak and the afflicted and the poor and the deprived and the downtrodden with as much as he could give. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam tried as hard as he could to save as many of them as he could from the bitterness of poverty and deprivation. These, my friends, are the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لا يخلد الله في النار إلا أهل الكفر والجحود وأهل الضلال والشرك ومن اجتنب الكبائر من المؤمنين لم يسأل عن الصغائر.
إمام الكاظم عليه السلام stated, Allah will not retain anybody in the fire permanently except the people of disbelief, denial, error, and polytheism. And whoever shuns the grave sins from among the believers will not be asked about the minor ones.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, we find in the beautiful conversations and the dialogues of the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, that he talked about wealth, and he talked about the distribution of wealth, and he talked about how we should help, protect, strengthen, and uplift the poor and the downtrodden. And so we find in one of these very beautiful conversations. Now, as a tangent, it is unfortunate that we don't have more conversations from this truly beautiful, divinely appointed Imam. But this is, again, because he was under such severe oppression and torture and tyranny that a lot of these things have not been relayed to us through history. But by the grace and the blessings of Allah, that which has been given to us and has been relayed are truly things that are beautiful, profound, and can change our lives really for the better and for forever. So this one time, a poor man visited Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam and begged him, you know, for money or something. And so Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he intended to test this poor man in order to give him some money. And the money that he wanted to give to the poor man would be as equal to the knowledge of this poor man. So Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam asked the poor guy, the poor individual, if you were given to wish something in this world, what would you wish for? The poor man, he said, I would wish that I would be provided with piety, taqwa, God consciousness, God awareness in my religion, in my deen, and that I would fulfill the rights of my brothers against me. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam approved of this poor man's answer and ordered that the poor man be given 1,000 dinars. Now, at that time, I don't know if you know or you don't, but 1,000 dinars was a lot of money. In response to what? In response to the fact that the answer that this poor man gave to this question of what would you wish for if you were to be given anything in this world, the man said two things. One is to have taqwa, God consciousness, piety, fear of Allah, cautiousness of Allah, wary of Allah in his religion, in his deen. And the second thing was to fulfill the rights of one's brother. Now, this isn't just one's blood brother. This is one's brother in faith, one's brother in deen. And Islam being a all-inclusive, comprehensive, all-encompassing religion, this even goes to the rights that an individual has with their brother who is a human being. For we are the brothers and sisters of all human beings, and we have rights that should be fulfilled as regards to them. And of course, we are the brothers and sisters of the Muslims, and those are rights that we must fulfill. So the value of these two things shown to us in this beautiful conversation, this is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Imam Salamullahi Alayhi told his companions that I have called him Musa because he resembles the Prophet of Allah in his appearance. And Imam Alayhi Salam was the only Imam of the Ahlul Bayt to be called after a Prophet other than his great-grandfather Rasulullah Muhammad Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The Imam alayhi salam thereafter was trained in the household of nobility, purity, chastity, righteousness. The Imam's qualities and exceptional characteristics emerged from a young age. The narrations tell us that once Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man came to see Imam al-Sadiq in Medina. Imam al-Sadiq was busy. Abu Hanifa stands outside. He looks at the young man who's standing outside the house of Imam al-Sadiq. He says to him, "Oh young man, do you have a place whereby if an individual wants to relieve themselves would go to?" This young man would reply back by saying, "Indeed, go to a place where no one can see you. Go to where no plants are being grown. Go to somewhere where you are not directing yourself towards the Qibla, then you can relieve yourself." Abu Hanifa was very much inspired by this answer. He looked at this man and said, "Who are you?" This young individual said, "I am Musa, the son of Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi."
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.